With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A major boost for the United States Navy. President Trump announcing plans to build a new fleet of U.S. battleships. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Joined by the Secretaries of Defense, State, and Navy, the President said the two new battleships will be known as the Golden Fleet.
These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
He said production of the two ships will begin immediately and that the new cutting-edge vessels will help maintain American military supremacy and revive the shipbuilding industry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform is expanding its investigation into the massive fraud and money laundering in Minnesota Social Services Program. Panel Chairman, Kentucky Republican James Comer, says whistleblowers made it known taxpayers were being defrauded in Minnesota. Australian police say a man accused of killing 15 people at a Sydney beach had conducted firearms training with his father.
The documents made public following Naveed Akram's video court appearance make clear the two men recorded footage justifying the meticulously planned attack. Officers had wounded Akram at the scene of the December 14 shootings and killed his father, Sajid Akram. The Akrams had begun their attack by throwing four improvised explosive devices towards a crowd celebrating an annual Jewish event at Bondi Beach. But the devices failed to explode, the documents say. Police describe the devices as three aluminum pipe bombs and a tennis ball bomb containing an explosive gunpowder and steel ball bearings. None detonated, but police describe them as viable IEDs. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
This is SRN News. A disturbing debate in England's House of Lords.
The peers are considering the assisted suicide bill that the House of Commons approved over the summer. In the debate, Lord Falconer asserted that pregnant women should be allowed to take their own lives, thereby killing the unborn baby too. It's not clear whether such an amendment to the legislation will pass the House of Lords, but if it does, it would make Britain's assisted suicide law one of the most radical anywhere on earth. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made about featuring anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Almonte da Costa, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, expressing, quote, deep regret for the post, which date back to 2011. Anti-Defamation League first publicized the tweets from da Costa that included such phrases as money-hungry Jews. This is SRN News. Kansas City Chiefs are leaving Kansas City and moving to Kansas City.
The four-time Super Bowl champions are going across the state line to Kansas City, Kansas, starting in 2031. A brand-new dome stadium will be located about 23 miles west of the Chiefs' current home at Arrowhead Stadium and comes after Kansas State lawmakers presented a funding package that beat out Missouri's $1.5 billion in incentives. Clark Hunt, the owner of the team and son of the founder Lamar Hunt, confirmed the move.
U.S. regulators approving a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. This gives Novo Nordisk an edge over Eli Lilly, whose similar drug is still under review. Both pills mimic a hormone that controls appetite. The Wegovy pill is expected to be available in just a few weeks. Experts say the oral pills could expand access and reduce costs for obesity treatments. More details, srnnews.com.